to the identity thing, people in good or bad situations show their true colors. I was at a party, and my friend's party, her entire friend group was split in half by the end of the party, because people, well, they were on alcohol and other substances, they showed their true colors when placed in a bad situation, in which one takes advantage of the other. The identity that they placed in front of you before your substances, before that moment, is what you thought they were. But then they switch up on you. You're like, who's this person? Why would they do that? I would never think they would do that. There's a big difference between the two. And I hope that help gives a little bit of clarity and examples. And there's also, I wanted to talk about your identity when creating your identity, or when having an identity, like speaking of when I was at high school comparing to middle school, right? Like in middle school, you feel embarrassed when your mom says like, I love you, and you don't want to say it back. You're right then and there already painting a wall of how you want to be perceived by those kids at school. When in reality, when you're home with your parents, when you're not out in public, you would be that loving son or daughter that your parents know and love. Or not. I don't know your guys' situations, but you get the point. Essentially, self-esteem, how you see yourself, is how you're going to carry yourself around other people. Right? So, like, if I see myself in a negative lighting, like, oh, I'm ugly, oh, I'm this, I'm that, people will somehow either turn to depression and other things to help cope with how they feel about themselves, or maybe pretend to put on a face, right? Like, for example, this is just my case. I'm not trying to punch anyone's ego, so take this with a grain of salt. For example, makeup. Makeup puts a mask on. You're not that person. You don't wake up with makeup on. You weren't born with makeup. It's something that you put on to make yourself look prettier. And yes, I understand there is a level of this that is acceptable. But to put it on every day means that you're not comfortable being in your natural skin. You're not loving of the person that you are when you look in the mirror without that makeup. How I see it is with a girl, if you're going to put makeup on, don't put it on during school, because that means you're putting on a mask during school. Putting on someone else's persona. I don't know that person. I know the person that I was attracted to. I know that person, their personality, their charm, whatever it is. When you put mascara, eyeliner, all these things on to help beautify yourself. I don't even know if that's a word, but to help beautify yourself, it doesn't actually help in a sense. Man, I'm trying to whisper and explain this. It's like 11 o'clock at night. So this is something right here. But when putting on a new identity, you need to be able to keep your identity the same between the two places that you go. Right? Same thing, let's even go with Instagram. Your identity on Instagram is not who you are 24/7. Swear to God you're not smiling all day. I swear to God you're not. Of course I catch myself doing this too. I run my Instagram as a persona. I'm trying to run it as a brand to help give an insight such as this. By the way, if you like this episode or you're getting something from this episode, be sure to just DM me on Instagram at CreatorMike with 2 C's in the beginning. I would love to know your thoughts on these episodes and possibly share it with your friends. Maybe help open their eyes to what identity is and how they can maybe fix it themselves. Maybe start asking questions, because that's always the first part when going on with anything, trying to break a habit, trying to start a dream. You're always trying, you have to start square one, reflect on where you are and understand ways and how you can improve. I was reading this book called The 6 Pillars of Self-Esteem by Nathaniel Brandon. Yes, I know I'm an old man, But an old man right now is about to teach you. Hang on, let me find it real quick. You see, it's a very, very simple line. We need to learn to have only one version of himself or herself. No other versions. There only needs to be the one identity of your spirit and your physical being. They need to be one. Now, yes, this is very hard when brainwashed society's personas and trying to fit in and all these other obstacles. Trying to find a balance there really, really starts to help. And I know I'm rambling at this point, but I don't know. Just figured to add a couple minutes to this, maybe add some more enlightened thoughts to the identity thing. One more. There is no greater barrier to romantic happiness than the fear that I am undeserving of love and that my destiny is to be hurt. Essentially saying, love, if you're chasing after love, but you don't believe that you can ever, you don't even believe you're deserving of it, then you're just setting yourself up to be hurt in the future because, one, you don't love yourself, therefore you can never accept love. You'll just be getting hurt from it and then become a cycle. We tend to feel most comfortable, most at home with persons whose self-esteem levels resembles our own. So like the people that you're friends with, your self-esteem level is likely on the same level as theirs. Likely. Because you feel comfortable being around this person. Your energy just connects on a well basis. And I actually when I read that, I was reflecting on myself and how my friends, I was like, that's probably why we connect, because self-esteem levels are the same. And now this may not be true to every circumstance, but this is a study done and he's just given a simple summary of it. He goes on to say, self-esteem, high or low, tends to be a generator of self-fulfilling prophecies. So how you feel about yourself is what you will attract for yourself. If you don't like yourself and you hate yourself, you put yourself in situations to be hurt. You put yourself in situations to get heartbroken. You put yourself in situations to continue to make yourself feel that way. What you're giving out is what you're giving. Is what you're getting back. So if I want something positive to happen, I'm giving out that energy on a constant basis in which the universe is able to recognize it and see it. You then use that energy to bounce back. It rebounces back to you, and you are able to then create a prophecy that is matching with the higher low self-esteem that you are generating off. And I guess that's all we have for today. I only got to write 3 down. This book is quite confusing, but it's really fascinating. Here, let's just pull to a random page and just curious what happens. Very interesting. Let's read this paragraph, and I'll call it a night for you guys, or whenever you guys are listening to this. Keeping your integrity in a corrupt world. In a world where we regard ourselves and are regarded by others as accountable for our actions, practice of integrity is relatively easier than in a world where the principle of personal accountability is absent. A culture of accountability tends to support our moral aspirations. Essentially saying, the challenge for people today, and it is not an easy one, is to maintain high personal standards while feeling that one is living in a moral sewer. Essentially, trying to keep a positive outlook on life when everything is essentially falling down, or living in a society which counters these views. That's what I got from it. So, I hope this helps open your eyes to it. I'm probably going to end up coming around full circle at some point on another episode of Identity and Self-Esteem. But I hope that you guys enjoy this, and I think for my next one, I'm going to talk about love, and that one's going to be a great one. All right, you guys are watching the Team Feels podcast. Real quick checkup, since I made these on 2 different dates. I'm quiet in a state of zen and content with my life. Quite happy with it, you guys. Hope you guys are too. Catch you guys later.
Bye.